What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 410 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I am your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
On this episode, we're continuing on. It's November. It's the Rock month. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the Rock and Rocky connection. We're doing the Rocky franchise. We're doing some Rock standalone movies, movies with no sequels. Today, we're going to be talking about 2014's Hercules. Now, Alex, I know the answer, but just in case everyone at home doesn't know, have you ever seen this movie before?
No, I never seen it. I heard of it, but I never seen it.
Never saw it. Okay. I actually did see this movie. I saw it at the theater. I actually reviewed it on my original YouTube channel back in 2014. I reviewed this movie. So I have not seen it since then. It has literally been 10 years since I've seen this movie. I saw it the one time at the theater and I remember thinking it was okay. And then I watched it now for this review. We're going to get into it. This is, of course, again, 2014, directed by Brett Ratner, who's now canceled. He can't even work anymore in Hollywood. So there's that. But you have a pretty good cast. I mean, besides Dwayne Johnson, yeah, John Hurt is in this. Ian McShane is in this. Rufus Sewell is in this. Rebecca Ferguson, and she's gorgeous, by the way. She's in this. There's a lot. I didn't know she was in this movie. When she popped up, I was like, Rebecca Ferguson. Then I remembered that this came out before Rogue Nation. So I didn't know her yet. Like in my brain, I'm like, oh, that's why I didn't remember her. Because when this came out, I didn't know who she was. So that was cool to see. Anyway, let's get into it. Let's get some Rotten Tomato scores. Not gonna lie, Alex, these are not amazing. Not great. The critic score is close to fresh, right? 60% is fresh. The critics have this at a 58. So it's almost fresh. A little more than half of the critics gave it a positive review. Audiences, in the opposite way, a little less than half, 48%. So a 10% gap between the audience and the critics. What do you think about that?
Not surprising. Not surprising at all. I will say this before we go into our thing. So the movie was budgeted at $100 million.
Yep.
It made $244 million. So it made the money back.
Yeah.
But I feel like the trailer was more misleading to what I saw in the movie. That I'll say it, and I'll expand more when I break it down. But I felt I saw the trailer. When you find it on Apple TV, it shows, like you say, Hercules. It'll show you the trailer and everything and all the channels that it's on, that you could watch it for free or you could pay for it. So I said, oh, there's a trailer. So we put it on, me and my wife, we watched it. I said, damn, this shit is actually pretty good. Then when I watched the movie, I was like, wait a minute, this is not exactly what I saw in the trailer. So this one has to be the most, not the most misleading movie that I see from a trailer, but it's one of those up there. And I can't wait to break it down.
Okay, good. Because I don't even remember the trailer. I just remember the movie. So literally all I remember is what I saw, and rewatching it, there was a few things I didn't remember and there's a lot of things I did remember. So I was like, okay, I got it. All right, let's talk about our lead character. Of course, Dwayne The Rock Johnson playing Hercules. Now, Alex, by the way, before we talk about him, notorious training regiment for this movie. He went insane, apparently, trying to get as big as he did. He trained for 8 months before the movie. He lived like by himself. He was staying away from everybody, just training. And you remember the scene in the movie where he's chained up and he says like, I am Hercules. And he breaks he actually passed out when they filmed that scene because he flexed so hard. He literally made himself pass out. It's like, I remember it happening at the time.
The oxygen.
Yeah. He just was like, he passed out. So, you know, he committed. He was committed to the role. What did you think of the character of Hercules in this movie?
I like his commitment. I like his commitment, but you know what? It should have went to his acting because I did not. I'm not gonna say I didn't like him. I thought he was good. I understand why they picked him for Hercules. I wish it was the version of The Rock now where he could act instead of, because I feel like we were getting the Scorpion King version of Hercules. Remember that one where he's like, Masa Tuma! And
everyone's running off. Do I ever remember
the Scorpion King? Yeah, that was so horrible when him. Anyway, that's the version I'm thinking that's the version we got. His acting was not on par with everybody else. Like Ian McShane, oh, he's amazing, but he's my Winston. I always think of John Wick and my boy in Deadwood. Then for Rebecca Ferguson, oh my gosh, she's so gorgeous. She was great in the movie. John Hurt I don't know, man. This dude is so good.
He's always good all the time.
Yeah. That's why they call him John Hurt, because he hurts the scenes because he's so good.
Yeah, I've never seen him not good in anything.
Yeah, never. I mean, the guy's legendary for a reason. He was really good. But The Rock. Okay, so this is what I mean misleading. So in the trailer, they showed mad action. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, this guy's going to be fighting three-headed dragons. And
I see what you're saying.
And I was just like, really? I was like, this is what I'm talking about. Me and my wife was like, let's cue this shit up. And when it started, I went, wah, wah. I was like, 30 minutes in, I was like, where are we going with the dragons? It was all stories from the damn nephew telling him. And I was like,
Now that you're saying that, I remember.
Yeah. I said, oh, no, it's one of these. And I said, fine, I'm going to soak it up and see. Okay, very loyal. To his families, to his friends, to the nation of whatever Hercules is from, because I really don't know. From Greece. Yeah. It was kind of weird, played by a Samoan, but it is what it is, right?
Yes. So,
very weird. Brad Pitt is one thing, but a Samoan playing a Hercules Greek god?
Yeah. He has the build.
Yes.
But the complexion's a little way different. Off.
It's like... It's like when Javier Bardem was King Triton in Mermaid. In the Little Mermaid. Or like when
Jason Momoa was Conan.
Yes, exactly.
Hawaiian Conan.
Yeah. Hawaiian Conan. It made no damn sense. You go, what? But anyway, I like the attributes of him. Man, I know I'm going to get killed, and I know you're going to might kill me on this, but I'm going to say this. I think he was casted for the body, but he was miscasted for the role. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, his body-wise, yes. But in a sense, I think he was miscast. And I understand he was popular at the time. I mean, you can see he was Mr. Blockbuster because he made the budget back. So in that sense, I give him a 4. Because I think he looked the part. The fighting looked kind of, again, with him in that, I don't want to go into action, but I thought he was okay in the fighting scenes. But I think his friends and the allies, I thought they were all good. So I'm putting them all together. So I give him a 4.
That's fair. No, I'm not going to kill you on that. I agree. I mean, he was definitely... Well, I think it's a movie he wanted to do. Yeah. And this was before... So this was after Fast 5, but it was before... He became the super, super, like, number one star, whatever. I think I agree. I think he was cast more for the build than for anything else. I think he's fine in the role. I mean, I don't think anything is egregious. He's quiet. It's a little bit of a different take on Hercules. Apparently, this is based on a graphic novel of Hercules. It's not all the classic story. So I remember, because now that you're talking about the trailer, I remember that. And that's like the Disney cartoon Hercules. It focuses on the trials. Fighting the Hydra. This is not focused on the trials. This is after. Also, this movie takes a different approach with the character in that they kind of question, like, is he actually the son of Zeus or is he just a really strong guy, right? And I kind of like that they don't really answer it because he does some stuff that normal dudes are not going to do. But he also doesn't do anything like when he's wearing the lion head, right? Like, that looks like a normal size lion. But in the story, the lion is like... enormous. So I kind of like that they played with that and that they never tell you if he is God or not. I like his relationship with his little band. I do like that a lot. But yeah, it's a little more reserved. I gave it a 4 too. And I also scored I agree with you. Like, I scored kind of the whole group as well. I love Rufus Sewell in this movie. He's the one that leaves. He's like, I'm taking the gold. I'm out of here. Y'all are crazy. I like him as an actor and I liked that. And then he shows back up with the knives. He's like throwing the knives at everybody. So I liked him. I like the guy who can't talk. That's just like he's like a feral beast guy.
Yeah. He was pretty good. Yeah. I like
him. And he gets shot with 1,000 arrows.
With the axe?
But yes. But my favorite part is when they're training them. Shield wall. And he just runs and jumps into them. And then he gets through and then he starts pushing them. That made me laugh. Anyway, I gave it a 4 as well. I think overall, within the context of the film, it works. It's not the greatest performance dramatically by The Rock, but the character itself, I like the approach that they took. And it's a little different than the traditional sort of like Hercules story. Mm. Okay, main villain. Now, this one is tricky because at first, you're made to think the villain is this guy named, I know his name. It's Rhesus. Because I kept thinking like Rhesus Pieces. his name is Rhesus, and he's like a warlord who's trying to overthrow this king. John Hurt plays King Codus. And then you also have Joseph Fiennes, the brother of Ralph Fiennes, of course, Voldemort's brother, King Eurystheus. And he's the one that he worked with in the beginning. I say it's confusing because you're led to believe it's Rhesus. Turns out it's these two guys who are double-crossing and then, you know, saying, ha-ha, we hired you to get rid of our foe type of thing. So what did I'll let you take it from there.
Okay, I gave them a 5.
Ooh. Wow. Okay.
And this is why. One, it threw me the fuck off. I didn't know that plot twist was really good. When you throw me off, you're going to get a lot of points.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you watch these movies, it's very generic. You go, oh, whatever. But it really threw me off. I was like, damn, they hit that damn thing really good in this movie. So that I give them kudos for. John Hurt. Let's go to John Hurt first. What a bastard he is. And I loved it. He played that role very good when he told him, just join me. Because he goes, you trained my army. And now these guys are so good.
You gave us this impenetrable leather vest and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. So I was like, and he was antagonizing him. And I was like, I like that. I was like, very villainy. Loved it. Pissed him off. He goes, you couldn't even save your family. He went, ugh. And I was like, oh. And I was like, that's cool. Voldemort's brother. I liked him. I thought he was really good. And the fact that he's the one that killed his wife and kid, I said, even better. Not the fact that he killed him. I was like, even the fact that that's another plot twist. And then I said, oh, you're going to get your ass beat by Hercules. Somewhere, somehow, he's going to get to you. And I liked it. I said, that is cool. That is like, to me, those were great points. Now, the CGI animals and the stories being told and the big stuff. I like, see, I'm a sucker for this stupid stuff, man. That's why I got excited when I saw the trailer because I'm like very into Witcher. Like I
fantasy.
Love, yes. So when I see a character going up against like a 500 foot lion, I'm like, okay, he's the son of Zeus. I'm like, this is going to be some good shit.
Yeah.
No, it was stories being damn told. So it pissed me off. I said, it got me a little bit mad. No, Nate, I'm not going to lie. It got me a little bit mad because I was like, I wanted to see this thing, this type of story. Yeah. Him fighting the three-headed, like, snakes. But no, it was a story by his damn nephew. And I was like, damn it. Oh, this sucks. But the villains and all that, I kind of liked it. I thought it was really good. And they made the story. They did everything that you want in a villain.
Yeah.
They used the hero because they were mercenaries to get their deed done. Pretty much it. I gave it a 5.
Nice. I'll stick with the 4. I gave them a 4. I thought they were good. I thought they were really good. I agree with you. I remember the first time I saw it, I did not see it coming with John Hurt. Joseph Fiennes' character, it's not that they, you could tell he could have been bad just from the way he looked, but he's off screen for so long, you kind of forget that like he's even there. So then when it's revealed that that's what happened, it's like, oh shoot, okay, good reveal. But John Hurt, I did not, because he's so like, he's little and old, and you just think he's this little innocent, you know, guy. However, the one thing that's weird is Rebecca Ferguson knew, or she said that he killed the husband. Like, why didn't she tell him that earlier? Then he might have been in, you know, to keep an eye on him a little bit more. Unless she didn't know, but I feel like she did because
she did, but she said that he was holding her son hostage. Like, he would kill her son.
Oh, he would. Okay, so she couldn't. Yeah, I guess, but I feel like she could. She ended up still letting him know anyway, so that might have helped. But either way, then the movie, then he's the villain the whole time. So good job. I gave him a 4. You know who I liked? I like when they fight those like guys that look like snake people. Like they're like green. And
the
like,
ones that fake dead? They were actually dead?
Yeah, I like the way those guys look. That was cool. Yeah, and there's like so many of them. Those count as villains too, technically. Even though they're really just like a resistance that's wanting to overthrow the corrupt king, they went about it in a very evil looking way. Like, you know what I mean? They look like bad guys. That was a cool sort of fight. They're formidable. I always count how formidable villains are in movies as well. Does the hero have a lot to overcome? I would say yes, absolutely. And he loses one of his comrades as well. I think it was very good. I gave it a 4 as well. Okay, action scenes.
I don't...
Okay, no, you get to fight the all the dragons and stuff.
I know. it pissed me off because I was like, I wanted to give it the 10 because I love when I'm going to give it a 5 because you got a lot of good action scenes in this. And all right, so let's break it down. So you have the stupid dream sequences that freaking screw me over. And I was like, ah. But anyway, besides that stuff, I like the fights with those people that you said. I thought those were really good. Then he fought the other guys, also the first fight. Remember when they couldn't win and all that? Because they were all getting slaughtered. And John Hurt was like, oh, this, you know, they killed all like half of my men and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Then they got better because Hercules was like, let me train your men. You know, give me time. And he said, sure. Then the second fight, they did way better. I thought it was really good. Then the fight at the end when it was Hercules versus everybody. I thought it was really good. I could knock a point. Oh, actually, I should. I'll give it a 4 because I felt like it was way too, like how you said, is he really Hercules' son? Is he not? I felt like they were troping with that even towards the end, right? It was like, you know, him versus all of them. And then he fought the three wolves or whatever. He's getting bit all over the place, right? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. Then he lifts off the gate. And I was like,
statue.
Yeah, that gate stuff. And I was like, okay. And then the famous scene that he goes, oh, yeah, Hercules. He pushes the entire statue. Yep. And I'm like, this is pretty cool, but I felt it was too, this movie felt very like straight to DVD looking. Like it didn't feel like when we did The Eagle.
That looks more cinematic.
Yes. This didn't feel cinematic because there was so much CGI all over the place that I'm like, okay, the fighting looked great because it looked practical. But then like him flipping over a whole thing, I was like, man, I wanted to see more of that. Like I thought it was going to be the entire statue falling flat, but it crumbled. And I was just like, why would it damn crumble? Like, why didn't it go forward? Because that's what he was trying to do. And I was just like, okay, whatever. So like I was in and out. I don't know how to explain it. It was just like the fighting was just good and stuff. But to me, just felt kind of low budgety, so I gave it a 4. And it's $100 million budget. And I bet if we look up fantasy movies at $100 million, I bet it'll look way better than what we saw here. But the rock, even the rock scenes look like when he was hitting them with the stupid bat, the
club,
Flintstone. Yeah, that bat. He's hitting them. They're like flying, and I was just like, that didn't like. Oh, when he punched one, I get it. He's the son of Zeus. That they're trying to make it seem like, and he punches one, and he flies like 10,000 feet backwards.
See, and even that scene, the punch, like he puts the little. The arrow so that he kills him, but the people can't see that, and it leans into the, is he a god or is he not? Because if he is, he could just punch him dead, but he had to use the arrow. So but the guy did go, then he goes flying 15 feet, so it's like I think that's why I kind of liked it, because they never tell you, but at the same time it leads to some things where like I wish they would just tell me so I could just see the dude punch him 8,000 feet away, you know.
Well, he is like at the end, it show you that he is the son of, I mean, he lifted an entire statue and
he pushed out the base of it, which is why I think it fell the way it did, which was weird. I agree.
Yeah.
Like, so why didn't he just fall on them?
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, okay, so I guess he is the son of Zeus. And then he ripped the chains off.
Yeah.
He fought three wolves getting bit. Like, I mean, any normal man would have got killed right there.
I agree. So, I think he is. I think he is, actually, but maybe he's just not as strong as.
Or he just didn't want to be the son of Zeus. Like, he's like, I don't want to be. Just let it be legends. Like Brad Pitt, right? Like Brad Pitt's character from Troy. He was a god, but he was just like.
Unrelated. How the heck does he have a nephew? He said he was an orphan. How does he have a is this like one of those things where it's like he just says it's
mythology,
his
dude? I think they made this shit up. I don't know. He had
any brothers.
I gave it a 4. Action scenes 4.
I agree with you. I gave it a 4 too. I think it's mostly good. The everything you said about the way it shot, that's the Brett Ratner effect. Mm. Brett Ratner, it's not that he's made movies I like a lot. Rush Hour, Rush Hour 2. I like both of those. But he also directed like X-Men 3, which is not the best one. And so he's like kind of hit or miss. And as far as directing goes, he's kind of workmanlike, because as good as Rush Hour is, it's great because of the stars and their chemistry and the script. You don't go back and watch Rush Hour because it has like the best Jackie Chan action you've ever seen. Like it's fine. He just shoots kind of point and shoot. This needed someone with a little more style, in my opinion, to direct. Someone with a little more flair. Some of the CGI is good. Some of it's bad. The snakes at the beginning look horrible when they come out of that statue. It looks so bad. I'm like, oh no, I don't remember this. But then like the wolves, they look okay. Or the lion. I think the lion looked really good. I don't know. It's kind of a mixed bag as far as that goes. And then the rest of the action, like, I'm gonna be honest. I wanted The Rock. Like, I wanted Hercules to like fight 50 guys by himself. Like, just, you remember, and this movie rips off 300 in a lot of ways too, by the way, especially even the way they're telling the story, like the storytelling guy, just like 300, and he telling King Leonidas the whole, and this one starts off with them telling the whole, so it borrows a lot. But you remember in 300, the scene where it follows Leonidas and he's walking and it's like that speed ramping and he's just like murdering guys by himself. I wanted a scene like that with Hercules. And you never get it. It's always the group, which is cool. It's always the, you know, he hits people with the club, but it's kind of cutting back. I wanted like one, not shot the same way. That's not what I'm saying, but just one scene where he is like dominating a group of guys. I think that would have gone a long way to build him up better. As it is, it's cool. You get a lot of bow and arrow stuff. The knives are cool. There's plenty of different styles. There's some mythological creatures. You know, it's good. This could have went in our Sword and Sandal month, but I saved it for here because, you know, we needed movies to fill the Rock month. But yeah, I gave it a 4. could have been worse, but it could have been better too. So I'll stick with the fourth. I thought it was mostly good. Okay. Storyline.
I gave it a 3.
Okay.
I thought it was, well, yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was a good storyline. Like I said, the plot twist was good. Again, when it, once, like I said, the trailer was so misleading for me. But other than that, I thought it was really good. I agree with you. Brent Ratner was not the choice for this movie. The choice that I would have done was my man Zack Snyder would have did a good job with Hercules. I believe that. I think we would have got a cool graphic novel looking version of it. But honestly, also, I like the plot twist. The Rock was kind of lame. The storyline, like I said, that if he was real or not, okay, it worked for what it did. And it was mostly a revenge story towards the end because he found out who killed his wife and kids. Yeah. So I thought it was okay. So I gave it a good 3.
Hey, we're in the same boat again. I also gave this a 3. I thought it's fine. I liked that element, as I expressed earlier, of the is he or isn't he? But I wish there was a definitive kind of answer. Even showing the stuff that he did, it's like, just say it. Just like confirm all the way. Make him do something really crazy. Also, I wish they focused more on Hercules. Like, I feel like I like the little band of guys that he's with, right? But it still felt like at times he was in the background of his own movie that's about Hercules. You know what I mean? I don't think they fully found the balance of like time spread across. And the movie's short. It's only 98 minutes. And that could be why. Maybe if it was like an hour 45, 2 hours, they could have done a little more. But 98 minutes, this was not made to be any sort of story, great story or character piece. It was made to show a mythological guy, to show the Rock's muscles, and to have a bunch of hot models. And this, by the way, Irina Shayk plays his wife, Megara. If you remember the Disney Hercules, she's the one who he's going after the whole movie. Meg, barely in this. Gorgeous. Barely in this. Barbara Palvin, another model. She's in one scene. I'm like, man. And this is probably why Brett Ratner's canceled. He probably tried to hit on them or something when they were filming this movie, because he's a creep. But like, they had a lot of people that like they're barely in it. I don't know. The story's okay. It's a 3. I don't want to talk about it anymore. What do you think overall?
The movie, I give it a 3. I thought it was good. I mean, would I watch it again? No. But I thought it was a good movie. And I think because of the whole trailer thing, I hate misleading trailer movies.
Just I'm so mad.
It pisses me off. Yeah, I'm like, nah, I'm good. Is this a 10 times better version of Scorpion King? Yes. Hands down. I think it is. But I can't see myself buying it or watching this movie again. Like, oh, Hercules, it took me this long to see it. He'll tell you I won't see it ever again. So, yeah, I gave it a 3. I thought it was good.
Yeah, have you ever seen the movie called The Legend of Hercules?
No.
All right. I will challenge you to watch that movie. It came out the same year as this movie, 2014. Okay? So there was two Hercules movies that came out.
Okay.
The other one stars Kellan Lutz. As Hercules. He's in Twilight. He was in Expendables 3. He's the like the big kind of jock young guy with the he plays Hercules. Scott Adkins plays the villain in it. Okay. And it's directed by Rennie Harlan. Of course, Cliffhanger and A Long Kiss Goodnight, you know, Die Hard 2. Rennie Harlan. He's done a bunch of action movies. It's horrible, but I kind of like it. It's like one of those movies that's me and my brother went to see it at the theater and we laughed so hard throughout the whole movie. Alex, I think you should watch it. It's way worse than this. It will make you think the Rock movie is actually great by comparison, but it's worth watching because you're an action movie guy and it's Rennie Harlan and it's got action, but boy, oh boy, is it terrible. Check out The Legend of Hercules.
The Legend of Hercules. Okay.
And it had a $70 million budget. So it's not like, this is not like a low, but not like a low budget movie per se. It was it came out of the theater, but it made nothing.
What year did it come out?
2014. Same as this one. It was the year of Hercules, 2014. Anyway, I gave this a 3. I gave this movie a 3 as well. It's good. Like, okay, it's fine. It's fine. It's not egregiously bad. It is not special at all. It's forgettable. I haven't seen it in 10 years. I have it digitally. I think I got the Blu-ray when it came out. I got the Blu-ray Steelbook. Put the digital code on my Vudu. I've long since sold the Steelbook and I never watched it again. So like, I have it. If I ever am like going through and doing a whole Rock filmography video or something, maybe I would sit through it again in a couple years. But other than that, I don't see any need to like go back and watch this. Same with Scorpion King. Like, that's a good comp in that they're both led by The Rock. They're both fantasy films. And I can sit through them, but like, do I ever like want to? No, but I don't hate him. So I didn't hate this. I thought it was okay. And it's short. So it just, you know, at least it goes right by. All right. What's your total points?
It's a 19 out of a 25.
All right. We're pretty close because I have an 18 out of a 25. So not the worst movie. If you love sort of ancient Greek mythology and you need to see all those movies, it's fine. You might hate it. Or you might like it. You won't love it. I'll tell you that much. Nobody loves this movie, but you might think it's fine or you might hate it. But Legend of Hercules, you will either hate it or hate it. That's it. You should check it out. Okay, here's what we got coming up next on the podcast. We're going to have Rocky 3 continuing on with the Rocky franchise. Very excited. I've loved the first two so far. So interested in Rocky 3. And the next in our Rock Month, a movie called Snitch, which this will dial it back a little bit. More grounded rock. Think more like Faster or Walking Tall or those sort of movies. He's playing like a regular guy. He's a truck driver. And it's not a fantasy film or a super over the top movie. So we're going to go a little more grounded rock for the third movie in our rock.
All right. There you guys have it. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix More Reviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe. And of course, leave some comments. We'll respond as soon as possible. And then of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And of course, you guys can follow Geeks and Flicks on TikTok and Instagram. So it's Geeks, the letter N, and Flicks. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nate Flicks Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.